Now, if you know me, you know that I am a huge, huge proponent of sending your images off to get edited by someone else. And if you've listened to the podcast, you know this. I bring this up all the time, and I'm going to say it again. I think it's the number one thing that can drag you down in your business. So today on the podcast, I have Elise from The Image Salon, and I met Elise almost 3 years ago now at a Sync conference, and her booth was right across the hallway or the aisleway from us. And she was just a bright light of positivity and so fun to hang out with. And I knew when I started this podcast, I wanted to have her on as a guest. And after we finished this recording, Elise was kind enough to send me a 50% discount code to anyone who wants to try out the services at The Image Salon. You can be an existing customer or a new customer. So what you want to do to claim that discount code and try out having someone else edit your images in a way that you love, head to the show notes page at focalpointspodcast.com. Look for the show notes for this episode and you will find that discount code there. And it's going to be good till October 31st. So it's a great way if you need to offload some of your fall sessions, send them over to The Image Salon and take advantage of that discount code. And it's good for all of their services, Culling, Express, their profile service, Lightroom, Photoshop, and they recently launched a new Capture One service as well. And you can use that on anything that they offer, new and existing clients as well. So here we go. Listen to the podcast. Thanks, Enphoto. Do you struggle with all things you need to run your photography business on the day-to-day? You're not alone. And you're in the right place. You're listening to Focal Points. We're an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell, and we are here to help you create a business that you love. All right, welcome to the Focal Points podcast by Enphoto. I'm your host, Dori Howell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. And I'm here with my friend Elise from The Image Salon. Hi, Elise.
Hi.
And I met Elise at the Sync trade show event before the pandemic. Gosh, what was that?
2019? It was right before.
Absolutely. And her booth was right across from our booth. And it was just so fun to have that time. And so when I started this podcast and I wanted to talk about outsourcing image editing, I thought, I got to catch up with Elise. So I'm super glad that you're here. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do with Image Salon? Are you a photographer? Tell me a little bit about your journey here.
Yeah. I do have a background in photography and also in communication. Learned how to communicate.
Awesome.
Which is huge in outsourcing, actually. We can talk about that a little later. But I started at Image Salon over 7 years ago now as an editor. You know, I was finding myself as a photographer and I wanted to work in my field. But Image Salon and I really clicked and I started growing my role with the company. And so I went from editor, I worked in quality control, I worked a bit in operations, and then my focus really became on the success of a customer experience and their journey, and naturally segued into sales, which, you know, it involves both that and making people aware of who we are. So yeah, that's a little bit me in a nutshell. I still do some photography here and there, but probably like one wedding a year type of thing.
Okay. So it's weddings. So to do weddings. So like when people, do you actively market those, that business, or is it all through word of mouth,
prior friends, family, prior clients,
that type of thing?
Exactly. Yeah. I do. That's family great. As well. I do love the, intimacy. Sorry, I'm French. of, family photography. But there's that, I don't know if I'm the alone in that. But when I left school for photography, it felt like wedding photography was the only option available for me, maybe because it was a part-time gig. So I was on the weekend. So while I was in school or having another full-time job, weddings just naturally came to me. I do love the thrill of a wedding.
Right. Some of those wedding days can be very, very exciting. I haven't shot a lot of weddings, but the ones that I've done, I just always walked away like exhausted because I just felt like I had to be on my toes for 6 hours, 8 hours, just and go, you have to be flexible and roll with the punches and all of that. Yeah. It's, I have great respect for really great wedding photographers because those are not easy situations sometimes. You never know what's going to be thrown your way.
Yeah.
So you're with Image Salon now. And if anybody's listened to the podcast in the past or heard any of my education, when we talk about specifically the topic of editing images, I am a firm, let me say that again, firm believer that photographers, for the most part, there are exceptions, but for the most part, shouldn't spend time editing their images. And I have my personal beliefs, but what are some of the advantages that you see from your perspective as working for an editing company of why it is so great for photographers to consider outsourcing editing their images?
Ooh, there are a lot.
Yeah.
I used to just focus on time. Mm-hmm. It's a big one. But also your like work-life balance, just your mental health. I've spoken to so many people over the years who, through getting their time back, yes, but also just it made them appreciate the career again. It made them finally have time for their family, or it left the space for them to grow their business. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different reasons. I know my reason is that I overthink things when I'm editing.
Yeah.
So sending it away means I'm not going to hover between version 7 and 15.
A or B, which is better, A or B. And they were taken literally a quarter of a second apart. But yeah, which is better?
So, you know, those are all some like little reasons that really add up to why the benefits of outsourcing that I've seen over the years.
Yeah. I think for me, from my perspective, the advantage of sending out images, I think time, you can say time, like it frees up your time, but I think that is a really big, huge umbrella because it's not just editing time.
No.
It's the time that it takes, just like you were talking, A or B, when you're going back and forth. It's the time spent learning how to edit that you go and you look at YouTube channels or you buy edits or you're trying to educate yourself how to run a computer program. Yeah. And I can't speak for all photographers, but for all the people that I coach and talk to and in my experience in the industry, so many, I don't think many photographers get into the business because they want to sit at their computer for hours learning how to use Photoshop.
Definitely not.
I could be wrong.
I ended up in an editing company, so you know that was my joy. But that's right. Me. Right. I'm not out there doing photography anymore. So yeah.
But I think it's different too. There are people who really enjoy that editing process. And that wasn't me. And it hasn't been a lot of people that I've coached. And maybe it's just because those people are attracted to me because we kind of have the same philosophy and they want to know how to get out of that grind. But it breaks my heart when I see images on Instagram or stories on Instagram where photographers list 15 sessions that they haven't, like, first of all, I don't think you should do that. I don't think that's a good social media plan to be listing how far you're backlogged. Like, I don't think that's a great reflection of how you're running your business. If you're literally posting publicly how far backlogged you are, if anything, that just shows, oh, she's like too busy for me to hire her. I need to go hire somebody else. Like, but it breaks my heart when I see them and they have all these sessions backlogged. And I'm like, do you know that you could take 15 minutes, send those off to someone 4 to 7 days later, depending on the timelines, get them back fully finished and then present them to your client and you'd be done. Yeah. But those 15 sessions that you're backlogged are going to take you hours to edit. Mm-hmm. And it's time away from your family. It's time away from your business. If you're trying to grow a business, it's time away. And I truly believe that editing is a primary reason of photographers wanting to hold on to that editing portion of their business is a primary reason why so many photographers fail. Mm-hmm. Because you simply, if you get a lot of clients and you get a good marketing strategy going, It's simply going to kill you on the back end unless you have help. And there's nothing wrong with having help. So the biggest advantage is time, you know, not having to learn.
Yeah.
So many ways. It impacts so many different things. But since you hear this probably more than I even do, Elise, what are some of the fears that photographers have when it comes to actually hiring a company? I see a lot of people out there saying, I don't want a company. Mm-hmm. I want to have and work with an individual on mm-hmm. those things. And I don't necessarily think that that is a big deal for me. Mm-hmm. But maybe what are some of the other fears that you hear from people when it comes to hiring an editing company?
The biggest thing is about, you as a photographer, you spent so much time and continue to spend. I speak to people who've been into like 15 years into their business, and mm-hmm. you're still finessing your signature style.
You know,
your look, your aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a big fear that if you start outsourcing, you're going to lose some of that.
Right. Especially to a big company.
Yeah.
And quote unquote, right?
That fear is actually the reason of the birth of Image Salon. Because in 2014, when we launched, outsourcing often meant you had to compromise on your style. It was, you send your images to a company, this is what you get. This is what's right, quote unquote.
Right.
But we felt that that wasn't right, that that shouldn't be, that if mm-hmm. you have crafted this signature look, that you should be able to outsource that and get back something that looks like you edited it. So for the longest time, our slogan was really your images edited your way by mm-hmm. us. And we were always really vocal about the fact that we're a team, and without the humans of Image Salon, there is no Image Salon. So
right.
we're really right. there to support you. And yes, we've grown to be a big company and we're over 70 now,
but that's awesome.
it's still that same philosophy of, tailoring our approach to meet photographers' style. So that mm-hmm. fear is very common. You're not alone. mm-hmm. But we've found a lot of ways around that. So that's always what I tell people. I'm like, you don't have to spend all that time behind the computer just right. working all nighters, editing 15 sessions in a row. Because also when you're editing those 15 sessions, maybe between the first one and the last one, there's going to be a drop in.
All of a sudden your style changes or you start doing something different or you're like, oh, let me experiment with this. And then all of a sudden everything's looking completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Whereas, we really strive for consistency, not only in the style, but the level of care that goes into each session. So.
Right.
That's a little bit what I think the biggest fear is that mm-hmm. Loss of control over the style. Mm-hmm. But right. that's our biggest concern to mm-hmm. make sure that the style matches. Right. The other fear, I think, is more, it stems from photographers. We're both business owners and artists. Mm-hmm. So you do have to balance that. Those two elements in how you run your business, because it's still a business.
Yeah.
But the artistry or, I like doing sneak peeks or I like doing a few of the images, and that's great. Keep doing that. That actually helps us because sometimes there are micro changes between mm-hmm. one session and another. So if we, can see some of those, send them over and we'll do the rest.
Right. So. Yeah. Like you can do, if you want to do your sneak peek, then when you're, and you don't want to do the rest of them. So for me, as an IPS photographer, I don't really edit too much mm-hmm. before we do the selection appointment.
Yeah.
So if I'm showing them 30 images, a lot of times they do purchase all of them in an album. So I need to send them over. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they just want a premiere wall piece or that type of thing. So if I don't do sneak peeks, but if I have some that I want to show on social media, I might edit those myself.
Yeah.
exactly the way they want. But the other images I will submit to Image Salon along with the edited images. Mm-hmm. So I can put in the notes, I edited, you know, 3, 5, and 7 to how I want the rest of these to look. And that helps the editor out. I think for me, what kind of tipped it over the edge as far as using a company was the fact that I think the idea that you can't speak with your editor, you can't talk to them about your images, is something that causes people a little bit of anxiety. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sending these off into the big black hole and I'm not sure what I'm going to get back because I don't know who is going to be working on them. And I do remember having a headshots, specifically a headshot situation around Thanksgiving that needed, my client was waiting for, we were waiting to get this done. And the editor made an error and did the wrong headshot. And this was when I was really thankful because Image Salon is located in Canada. Mm-hmm. I was super, super thankful that you guys were open on the US Thanksgiving holiday, right? Because you guys, it was normal business hours for you. Yeah. And I could get this done. I was like, oh, I'm so glad. So they came back. It wasn't right. I went, I responded back. A manager called me and emailed me back. But then I was able to, instead of working through the manager, which I know she was doing her job, mm-hmm. I just shot an email directly to the editor. I could talk directly to the editor and say, hey, it's the brunette. It's not the blonde. Like, that's what I need. That's the person whose face I need swapped. And it got done like in a half an hour. And mm-hmm. here I am panicking on Friday of Thanksgiving weekend. Oh my gosh, how am I going to get a hold of anybody? My client's looking these up. Oh, no, it wasn't a holiday there. They were able to take care of it. Now, Canadians have holidays too that might be convenient to us. But the fact that you guys were open on Thanksgiving weekend for me was huge. And it's a big weekend for us, but also just the fact that I was able to speak to not only a manager who cared about getting this done mm-hmm. in a timely manner, but also just go send a message really quickly directly to the editor. And it was an easy fix for her. She was able to do it in 5 minutes and sorry for the confusion and make it right. And to me, in working with any of my vendors, it's not so much that it has to be right every single time. It's the fact that it's the efforts that when something does happen in a miscommunication mm-hmm. or an innocent mistake or something, that it's fixed correctly in a timely manner with everybody not losing their heads. Like there was no attitude. Like I wasn't freaking out. I was just like, oh, they're really waiting for this image. Like hopefully they can get it done. So I think that's huge.
It is.
And being able to, back to the whole point of, you know, it's not my art if I don't edit it myself. Ansel Adams didn't do his own darkroom work.
That's what I always compare it to, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
In fact, you can, in a previous episode, and I'll link it in the show notes, I talk about this specifically you can find actually his editor has a whole blog about how he used to edit those images. Most well-known photographers that I know don't edit their own images. Mm-hmm. They don't have time. They're running a business.
Team. Yeah, you're running
a
business.
Yeah, they have a whole team
Absolutely.
To do it. Mm-hmm. So I think some of the fears that I see when it comes to this is don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, I think.
Right?
Absolutely. And I think I don't know if you know Sandra Cohen. So I was talking to her and you know, she works in film. And so we were talking about editing and I was like, we got into this whole bit about how, well, you know, you send your roles to get processed. It's the same thing with photography. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who now work digital feel like they have to do it all themselves because for the longest time, when we switched from darkroom to digital darkroom, mm-hmm. there were no structures in place to mm-hmm. To send your work off. So it became ingrained in the digital culture that you're doing it, you're wearing all the hats.
Right.
But it's slowly evolving from that, whether it's new tools or companies or private editors. And so just because you know how to do your taxes doesn't mean you have to do them. You can hire an accountant.
Thank you. Thank you. We are not CPAs. Do not do your own taxes. Send them off to the professionals. Yeah. And it's the same attitude photographers have when you see people out in the park taking their holiday family pictures and they got their uncle there with their iPhone. We kind of like look down at that and scoff on that. Like, they should have a professional doing that. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Well, everything. Yeah. And everything kind has its own like time and place, right? Like, I do think, what did you say? You said something that I was like, oh, that's so true. If something goes wrong, sorry, yeah, I'm just blanked. Yeah. Something goes wrong. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
It happens. And we really believe in that communication. I said I would get back to communication. I'm like, yes. Communication is the biggest part of running any business, I think. Mm-hmm. And whether you're outsourcing or you're hiring someone in-house or anything, really, it's the communication aspect that will make or break the relationship.
Absolutely.
And so I do run into people who are like, oh, it didn't work for me. And I'm like, oh no, like, did we get on a call? Like, were they not able to fix it? And, oh, I didn't say anything. I just re-edited it. So I'm like, oh no, please.
No, you need to communicate. It's all about, because so many times the fixes are so very easy.
It's a quick tweak because we know the tools and we're so used to seeing not only different styles, but different preferences. And so if someone says, oh, like this is way, the skin smoothing is done to a level that is way too much for me. And it's like, no problem. We'll dial it back and it's really not a problem. We'll make notes and we have videos on files. We have, screen recordings. We have notes and samples because we want to keep those preferences on file to ensure that we really dial it in and that's communication.
They don't, as much as any editor wants to be able to read your mind.
I wish.
I just don't think that is something that any human is capable of doing yet. And that's really what it comes down to, is that you can't be scared to send them back and say, hey, can you tweak this? It happens all the time. And that's the only way. That's the only way to learn. So, all right. So we've talked about some of the fears. We've talked about some of the advantages. But let's take this. Do you, in your mind, see any disadvantages of using an editing service for our images?
I think there are times where I tell someone maybe outsourcing is not for you, and they're very unique situations. The biggest instance is if someone is still discovering their style.
Okay.
And they know what they don't want, but they don't know what they want, which is a really difficult situation to be in. And I do have tips for those people, and it really is a big introspection and breaking down of what is and isn't working. You look at your work in a very brutal way and you just like, I like that, I don't like that. And you just take notes. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's like we'll lean one direction to this really beautiful, poppy, vibrant style. And then the next thing, like, no, I want this really light and airy approach.
Right.
And so just this back and forth, it just doesn't lend itself very well to outsourcing. There needs to be a little more guidance. And like you said, the reading of the mind, which is a tough situation to be in because you do, but it's work that needs to be done when you're building your business. Because even for your clients, you want your clients to know what they're going to get when they get their images back.
Right. And that's how it goes with anything you want to outsource in your business. Mm-hmm. You cannot hire a social media manager to do social media for you, unless you know what you want them to do for you. Mm-hmm. Or taxes, that's pretty cut and dry, right? Because the government makes those regulations. But anything, if you hire someone to write email sequences for you, design a website for you, anything like that, they can't do it until they know specifically what you want. And until you know specifically what you want, the results that you get back from them are not going to be to your liking because you haven't made up your mind yet. Yeah. That's just kind of a business lesson mm-hmm. that you have to have because it just doesn't work. And I've been guilty of that too, specifically with social media managers. I'm like, what? I just want it to work.
Yeah.
But they're like, but I need to know what you want. What does making it work mean yeah. to you? What does making it look good mean to you? How, because all of that is so, so very subjective. You know, I want to just talk real quickly about mm-hmm. the last set of images that I sent over to mm-hmm. you guys, because it was a unique situation because I did not take them. My husband and I just got back, or my family, my daughter was there too, my family, we just got back from a trip to Jamaica, and we had a professional photo shoot while we were there. And it just so happened that that week we knew that there were going to be, it was kind of risky because a lot of thunderstorms and everything. So I had kind of given up the idea that these images were going to have the bright blue poppy sky and, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to let us have a family session. And that's when I usually do them, is when I'm traveling, because they just mean so much more. Yeah, I can do them in a local park, but if I can do them in Jamaica, or the last one we did was in Grand Cayman, like that's pretty awesome,
double
right?
Double whammy. I right. like it.
So I found out all the information ahead of time, got the pricing, everything was good. I knew what that I was going to be getting files. And so we went out, and I did not tell Richard, our fabulous Jamaican photographer, that I was a photographer. I just kept that to myself. I just mm-hmm. like, I don't want to make him nervous, but it was a very overcast evening and we were losing light pretty well. And he was using off-camera flash, and the camera that he was using, I knew for a fact, was not going to be able to handle the noise. Like I knew that when I got these back, or even the night of the session, that my dream of having these blown up is like 30 and 40s mm-hmm. in acrylic on my wall. That just wasn't going to be it, because there was no way these images were going to be crisp enough to handle what I wanted to do with them. And I resigned myself to that fact. And so I got them back and I looked, I'm sure enough, they're very noisy, and they're great for Christmas card pictures, and they're maybe great for 11 by 14s, but not fabulous. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to send three of these off to the image salon and see what they can do with them. And knowing full well that they weren't going to be able to make them from really noisy pictures, like really noisy pictures, into super, super sharp pictures mm-hmm. to blow up to 30 by 40. I had very realistic ideas of what to do with these pictures. And I sent them off. And 4 days later, I got them back. And sure enough, she did a great job considering what I sent her. And I'll be able to make them bigger than I thought. I'm very happy with the work that they did. But I think one thing that we haven't talked about is the fact that so many people think sending images off to be edited is going to be very expensive. Mm-hmm. Now, sending these three images off to have the noise reduced by someone who is much more proficient in Photoshop than I am, it's very specific. They didn't need color correction or anything like this. I got the quote back. It was $12. $12 for them to do this. Now, I know headshot editing, I think, is at $10 an image. There's other things too, but I can say that most of the sessions that I've ever sent off have been less than $200. I don't mm-hmm. think I've ever paid more than $200. I do the culling. You guys can do the culling too. I do my own culling. I send them off, and I'm a quick color. It doesn't take me that much time at all to do that, right? Some people really well, struggle with this, but I'm just like, if they look very much the same, I'm like, B, we're good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just keep going. Right. But it's not as expensive as people think. Mm-hmm. And Elise is going to be generous enough to the listeners of this podcast to provide us with a coupon code. So yay. If you want a coupon code, yay, I love coupon codes. If you want a coupon code to check out the Image Salon, please do that. Visit our show notes page at focalpointspodcast.com and look for this episode, and you'll be able to get a fabulous discount to the Image Salon and all the other show notes for this page. And you know, editing comes into a time of how you manage your workflow. Mm-hmm. And I have created some customizable checklists that you guys can get for free. And they'll be linked in the show notes page, that are customizable completely in Canva. You can go in, make a copy of the template, and go in and put in your workflow so that you can have it step by step by step by step. Now, the advantage of that, since we're talking about outsourcing, is that once you have your checklist down and you're ready to go with your workflow, you can hand portions of it off to someone else. And then you know exactly what they should be doing in your workflow. So if you're in a situation where you want to build your business, you don't have enough time, you don't know how to do it, trust me, outsourcing is going to save the day for you. And partnering with people like the Image Salon and downloading these checklists is going to be a great help to you to get that going. So make sure you check those out on the podcast show notes page at focalpointspodcast.com. Elise, thank you so much for being here with me today. I appreciate your time so very, very much.
Thank you so much, Dory. It was really a pleasure. And I'm excited to meet all of you guys from the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in the Image Salon, you can visit the show notes page. And they're also on Instagram. And you can find them at theimagesalon.com. So everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us on the Focal Points podcast. Thank you to Enphoto for sponsoring this for us. And we will catch you next time. Thanks, Elise, for this great conversation. I truly enjoyed my time with Elise. And like I said earlier in the introduction, she truly is just a bright, positive light. And I love chatting with her and finding out about Image Salon and learning more about her journey in photography because it's very different from mine. But I want to remind you about that discount code the Image Salon has offered to our listeners, 50% off for new and existing customers alike on any of their services, good until October 31st. To get the code, you're going to have to head over to our show notes page at focalpointspodcast.com. Thanks for listening today, and we will see you next time on the Focal Points podcast, brought to you by our friends at Enphoto. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dory Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.